All right, we're live. Tapping Birdie, API week, Puerto Rico Open week, Live Bangkok week, Rangers Panthers night. Here with Chris Powers of Golf Digest. Chris, how are you? How you doing?
Amazing. Aside from the fact that second period's about to start, and I'm
doing the show. Yeah. No, is it a no beef situation? Because like, again, normally Tuesday night type of deal, have a work function tomorrow night, tried to get out of it. I said, look, I host this podcast. It's called TIB. It's like API week. Powers is coming on. They're like, no, you need to go. Like, you need to go. So we couldn't do it, and we're right in the middle of the Rangers game. They're luckily up 1-0, shockingly. Absolutely floored that they're winning a hockey game.
Yeah. Big, bad Florida Panthers. So
yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the big dog in the East, like, showdown tonight.
That's what they tell me. Yeah, big game. I think even according to John Giannone, even Matthew Tkachuk skated over to him and was like, yeah, this is kind of a big one tonight. So cool to see that they recognize that. Kind of like the API. It's a big one this week.
It's a big one this week. With the PGA Tour this season, these events are just, there's so much hype around them. Like, they're all different. And like, it really, like, I'm pumped for this week. Like, it'll be a lot different than kind of the other elevated events that we've seen, like different betting board, different odds. Like, it's awesome. I'm looking forward.
Yeah. Pro golf is in such a good.
No, time. Pro golf is sick right now. Like, buy. Like, this is like Bitcoin. Like in 2007, like fucking buy PGA Tour stock right now. Do you have any Bitcoin by any chance?
No, never got into it. Believe it or not, never got into it.
Yeah, it's up right now, I heard. My financial advisor called me the other day. He's like, dude, like, I need you to invest some of this money that was like in an index fund, like in crypto right now at 65. So I made some moves. We're slowly getting into the crypto market, which is good. But golf, PGA Tour, Live, where your life is golf. Like, you work for Golf Digest, like you report on it. Like, you were just at the match. Where are you at with the state of professional golf and what's been going on?
Just PGA Tour above all, corrupt golf media member checking in at your service. Everything else can get fucked.
No, that's totally fair. I mean, I agree with that sentiment. I kind of go like both ways. Like, I definitely get it from the Live bots from time, but then also like enjoy shitting on the PGA Tour at times.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the best of both worlds.
It really is. And what's funny is I've talked about this on my podcast that, like, you know, before all this Live stuff, like, all we all did was shit on the PGA Tour at every turn, every week, every event. It was like, we just found like the thing that was wrong with that particular week. So, and I know that, oh my God, my wife just doesn't hear me on a podcast and starts screaming out to me. But now I lost my train of thought. I know that these Live bots are just trolling.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'm doing back to them now. But also it's just like, man, where were you people like the last however many years where we are just a complain fest on Twitter every Sunday? Yeah. Whether it's, you know, CBS's coverage or this guy didn't play or, you know, the course sucks and the setup's terrible. So we've kind of always been shitting on the PGA Tour. I don't know how this corrupt golf media narrative started, but like you, I like kind of just shitting on everything and calling it like we see it, kind of.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think there's really anybody that would defend the PGA Tour right now and say that it's an unbelievable product. Like, I genuinely don't think anyone could say that with a straight face. This year has really just kind of been an anomaly, and I don't think it's one thing. I think it's just a lot of different things. Kind of at the top of it for me is just like, yo, like, winning golf tournaments is like extremely random, and there's a lot of really good players in the field that are motivated by many different factors, and like random long shots are just gonna win. But I do think that there is, you know, a sense of guys leaving for live, the top guys not being as motivated to go out and win the Slapdick Honda Classic. And it's just kind of like, I know I said it on last week's pod, but these guys that are not in the elevated events, just got membership, like are from the Korn Ferry, from the DP, like they're fucking balling out, and props to them, like genuinely though.
Absolutely. I love to see Eck Rote get it done. And maybe, you know, this Honda Classic is kind of what it should be for a bigger player like Rory, just a literal rep kind of on his quest to Augusta. I think that's how, you know, I know Tiger won a million of these events over the years, but they were kind of just extra reps for him. Maybe that's what they should be. And then you have these elevated signature events and the majors that kind of really matter. Although I honestly, it's just 4 weeks. To go back to your original question on how I feel about the state of it all right now and give you a serious answer, kind of the answer I've given all year is just get me to Thursday at Augusta National. That's all that matters right now.
Then you'll be good. And you'll have like a whole new kind of view on it after playing it.
Yeah, of course. That's
like, it'd be like, you really messed up, but it breaks left. Like, it literally breaks left.
Third right green there. Is so much harder than any of you could possibly comprehend on television.
Yeah. No, I mean, three, that's, I'm rolling up, and I'm like, this is a birdie hole. Like, I'm fucking
burning. That was my biggest takeaway from playing there was, like, I used to watch this tournament and be like, if a guy I bet on didn't birdie the third hole, he's a fucking Blacklist. Loser.
Like, absolutely,
the hole, and you're like, I don't know how anyone birdies that hole or pars it.
Really?
Yeah, if the green is, again, you have to play there to kind of understand it, but just like the skinniest, you have to land it in a certain spot to even hold the green. So I'm not going to be saying that about guys I bet on this year, I promise. They can par the third hole, and I'll be okay with it.
Do you have any early leans for Augusta?
I actually wrote it down because I saw our boy Kyle said he wanted some Masters takes. I think Brooks is gonna win. I'm riding Brooks all day for sure. I'll probably ride with Willie Z too.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Cam Young. We love his win equity, especially on major weeks. And then a guy, I mean, it's kind of a guy I like at Arnold Palmer, and maybe we could talk about his Masters.
Yeah,
you wait on that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think those are three solid picks. I think I'm 100% in on Willie Z at the Masters. Like, I just think at 40, 35 to one right now with the way he's playing, like, there's no reason not to bet him. Mm-hmm. I like Will Z. Brooks, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a huge Brooks guy. I just don't know. Like, I think Oak Hill might have been it for him. Like, wow. Really? I would go on the record and say I don't think he'll win another major. Like, I think he ends at five.
Didn't get to 10.
I think that was like the culmination of a lot of things. I not Liv Bot's in here. Liv Golf Insider joins right as I'm like, Brooks is not gonna win another major. You just can't make it up. You just can't make it up. But Powers did say he could win. So I guess we're kind of
going to.
He's going to win.
Yeah,
he's going to win. No, it's fine. I mean, I haven't really looked at the GIR percentage from Live Bangkok yet, so I don't know how he's hitting it 100%. But I think you were tweeting a bunch about Waco Neiman before he wins in Live Jetta. Two out of three on Live. One in Australia earlier this year. 25 years old. Where are you at on Joaquim? Is he a top 10 player in the world? Is he going to win every major this year? Is he like Taylor Gooch from last year? Like, where are you with Waco?
Team Waco, been here since like the beginning.
Since the Greenbrier, bro.
Bought so much stock back when he won the Greenbrier, of course. I've bet him at every Masters he's played in, so yesterday was just a lot for a guy who's been in on the ground floor on Yako to be like, everybody, oh, he's Masters. Like, everyone thinks it's like this sneaky pick. He just won two events. I agree with you. He's probably a top 10 player in the world. Again, I've been in here. I've been in Team Waco's corner since the very beginning. So it's just when everyone's tweeting the same thing, I just kind of,
yeah,
I kind of reached my wit's end. So that's why I was tweeting about it yesterday. But oddly enough, I was with some buddies Friday night who are casuals. They check in for the Masters and the US Open. And one of them asked, who's your pick for the Masters? And I said, Joaquin Niemann. And that was 2 days before he closed the deal. And
so some people are saying you invented John.
that's
like you were on him early. Yeah. You know, he's obviously an extremely talented golfer. Do I think he has a better chance to win a major as the other guys around him in like the 40 to 60 range? I do. I totally see that 100%. You know, am I holding my breath for him to contend and win a major? I'll say no. Like, I don't quite see that. But I do think 60 to 1, 50 to 1 at any of those majors is probably a pretty good shout. And last year, like, this kind of happened with Gooch, where he was just winning Live Adelaide and Live Boston, and he was just getting it done. And then he showed up to the majors and, like, absolutely did nothing. So. Yeah. I don't know if that's in the cards for Niemann, but I think that I could see that happening, him having just a disappointing major season this year.
100%. I don't want it to happen, but I'll get a little chuckle if it does, just based on.
Yeah, obviously. We're rooting against them. Like, we're preying on everyone's downfall. AK, back in the spotlight at Live. Finishes dead last by 10 strokes. Where, like, do you think he will ever not finish last in a Live event for the next month? That I think that's like a genuine question.
It is. I would say the rest of the I don't know how many more events they have.
Like next month, next four events, does AK not finish last in any of them?
I would if a sportsbook wants to offer DFL for all four at decent odds, I'd say, yeah, probably.
You'd nuke?
I think I might nuke.
Yeah, no. I mean, I woke up early on Thursday, like, not to watch him, but I was like, what did he shoot? Like, I'm genuinely
of course.
Like, what did he shoot? Like, that fucking last. Like, after that, I just don't know kind of where the story goes, really. Like, I don't know where the interest is because – at the end of the day, the golfers on Live are extremely talented and have been grinding for the past 5 years and playing in professional golf. And this guy, like, just comes up out of nowhere, and I just don't know how he could beat any of them. Like, one round, whatever, but, like, I think it might take some time for him to literally beat any golfer in one round, and I don't know where, like, the Vic lap is from Live if that happens.
Right. And say what you want about it, 54 holes, smaller fields, whatever. It's still tournament golf. And that dude has, I don't think, played any real tournament golf for the last 12 years. So to think, you know, it was a nice, easy kind of setup for him. Yeah. Nobody there, nobody really watching. Probably a pretty easy course, it looked like. I don't know what Waco finished at, but they kind of eased him into it. Yeah, I don't see how, like you said, I don't see how it gets much better from here. With he'll get some reps. Maybe he'll shoot even par one of these days.
Yeah.
I think the intrigue would be like, you know, 4 under through four start somewhere. Maybe then people be like, whoa, you know, they'll be back in on it. But yeah, DFL or 74, 76, it's just like balloon kind of pop and air comes out of it.
Yeah, I think that if that happens and he's under par and he's mixing, people will be glued and I will be, and I'm excited to see that. But until then, I don't really know what to expect. Honda last week. I'm not calling it the new name. I have trouble pronouncing it. I'm like, I'm just like kind of out.
Not a cog.
No, I like the cog. I don't know who invented the cog. Like, you know, I love abbreviations. The cog is great. I fuck with the cog. It's a good nickname. Like, I'm all the way in. I don't know where you are in Ekro. Like, any FOMO with Ekro? Because I'm kind of upset with myself that I wasn't on him.
Yeah, I feel like I was only first round leader with him.
I bet that dude first round leader a ton.
Many times. Never. I don't think ever. No. Yeah. I don't think I had Norin.
Had Norin.
Typical Norin. bet Shane Lowry this morning after the 10th hole.
Okay.
That I was going to have FOMO on because that was a great number. He had great history there.
Yeah.
Obviously a weak field. You'd think he could finally get it done. Unfortunately, the weather just keeps fucking him there. So a little bit of FOMO after, I think he birdied 10 and I was like, I need to get in on this. Bet at 12 to 1. He bogeyed the next hole and that was that.
Okay. Yeah. I tweeted this out. It's kind of crazy that Shane Lowry has one win on the PGA. He's won in the United States one time and it was in 2014.
Shout out Firestone.
Like, that's insane to me. Yep. Like, I don't think he, because, and I agree, if you win a major championship, you're in a different category.
He's like Fleetwood if he doesn't have the major.
Or, yeah, I mean, or like
Fleetwood, he's like Lee Westwood, basically.
Yeah, and like even, like, I think Molinari is a good comp, but like, yep. Molinari won twice on the PGA Tour and was like really hot for a while and like actually closed out tournaments. But Lowry in the mix, he has some demons like overseas. Yeah, and I think he should be really lucky that he won that open by like 6 shots. Because if that wasn't the case, like I think he'd firmly be in the loser category on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I can't.
Like, I just kind of want to start the dialogue. Like, is Shane Lowry a loser? Like, genuinely.
Based off of the tweet I sent today of him slamming his club, the replies, it feels like he's got a lot of haters that agree with you that he
really
is a joker. So I don't think you're on an island there. And yeah, now that you say it, I mean, that Honda, he gagged away to Sepp Straka was an all timer that Fleetwood gagged it away a few years ago. And we pounced on him. What a choke job. He blasted it right in the water. Lowry, I think you're right. He has the major. So that's kind of that, like, get out of jail free card.
Yeah. What was I going to say? No, Austin, I'm upset about Austin because I bet him at Sony. He was like popping, fell off heavy. But at Mexico, he gained like 5 strokes on approach, like had one of his best approach weeks ever. And he's a super accurate driver of the ball. Like, he is just a really good ball striker, good iron player, accurate off the tee. I don't know if he's a Bermuda guy, but he did. This is where we missed, is that he played on the Walker Cup at Seminole and won. Duh. So, like, you just play Austin in Florida. Like, you do not miss Echo in Florida. So, it would have been, like, the greatest bet of all time. And, like, I'm just kind of kicking myself for not betting 10 grand on him at 150 to 1. Like, that was definitely a miss from me. But that's golf betting. Sometimes you just miss the guys.
Yeah, it sucks. It's the worst. I've missed quite a few this year.
Yeah, it's not our fault though. the process has been good. It's just kind of things weren't going our way, which there's nothing wrong, you know, with that. We're still doing our best. That's all we can do, truly. Yep. At the end of the day. So you were at the match. Rory, Homa, Rozang, Lexi. How are the vibes there? You were hanging out with Biz. You were hanging out with Chuck, maybe. I'm not sure. Where does the match kind of go from here? Because I didn't hear great reviews. Nothing to do with you or any of the work you did.
Numbies were as good as...
Oh, I remember what I was going to ask you. What are you pulling in a week from Twitter? I mean, a month.
I got paid $30 over the weekend.
Is that like average for you? Like $30?
I would say that's the... So what the first month it happened, I think they totally overpaid everyone. I remember playing golf with my buddies and I was like, holy shit, I just got $120 from Twitter, thinking like, oh my God, 100, this is like 5 outrights.
I'm quitting my job.
I'm retiring for my little pipsqueak units. That's multiple outrights. And then, the big drop off. Had a huge December, I think, because of the PNC, father son. Did a couple milli that week alone. Lee Trevino, shout out. Patty Harrington, shout out. Got paid 70 that month.
Wow. So
if I grind for the numbies, I can maybe get close to 100 again. But then January, February, $30 each. I think.
Yeah, I've been kind of in that 15 to 40 range.
I'll take it.
I'm grinding. Like, I'm doing my shit. But this is a thing. So I'm friendly with Steffi Smalls. I don't know what we're talking about. Queen. But it came up.
Queen.
What?
Queen. Queen Steph.
She's the best. Shout out the Giants. She's like, yeah, I get paid like $175 a month. Like, I mean, what? What the fuck? Like, what?
How? That's crazy. That's a lot.
So dang. She's raking it in. So it's good. Possible.
Tip your cap.
Like, it's also, you could just be like a nudes in bio, fixed sport matches bot. Like, I wonder what they're getting paid out, because they must do numbies out there.
I know, like, I've talked to Rapport. He, nice, very nice chunk monthly. So,
really,
that's kind of the goal. You got to get to 200,000 followers and just bang every tweet.
We're right there. I mean, couple of fucking putts here and there. Like, I shot 83. Like, couple putts dropped my way. It's like 83. Like, right there. Like, truly. I kind of feel the same way about our monthly paycheck from X, which I call it. Everyone should call it.
Really known as.
Yeah, no, I'm out on anyone that calls it X. Like, I actually, like, don't respect you as a human being. So, you did, it was a while back, you got a lesson with Potty H.
Yeah.
Three-time major champion, Ryder Cup captain, all-around good bloke. Again, I'm not good at golf. You're better at me than golf. This is a true no-beef situation. But when we played last year, you admitted it, you weren't having as much pop off the tee. Like, you're a good golfer, 100%, but, like, you just weren't hitting it that far off the tee. Did he actually fix you? Like, how is the driving distance? How's the ball speed been since your lesson with Potty H?
Better, but I haven't been, like, hooked up to anything, or, you know, I don't have a track, man. Maybe if I, you know, start really banging on X, that I could maybe buy a track, man, but don't have
it. You don't hit the sim with your boys?
No, fuck the sim. I hate the stupid.
I like a good, like, Thursday night sim sesh with the boys.
My problem with the sim is it's just like the claustrophobia of it fucks with my head. Okay. And every time I leave there and go and play somewhere, like, my swing feels fucked. So that's like my thing. I get it. Of course the sim is great when it's cold out. You're having some beers with the boys. You're indoors. There's a game on. Like, of course, it's all great.
You're not opposed to having some beers.
When I'm in it, I'm thinking, like, I need to fucking, you know, play well on this stupid fucking screen. And it just, it's claustrophobic, and I start doing stupid stuff. So it's like when you play wiffle ball, you know, that fucks up with your golf swing too. So
obviously.
So no sim for me, but I think I'm hitting it much better. I played yesterday at Silver Lake, Staten Island. Awesome. I'm sopping wet. Still a great time. And I do very well. 82.
Fuck, dude.
A lot of pars.
Mulligan on each side. Didn't put anything inside 6 feet.
Correct. I said this to Steven Myers, because I played with Joe Idoni, shout out, and Ben Baroff on Tuesday last week. Another shout out. Like, my iron game is back. Like, I'm max dist, like, back to what it used to be. What, like, when you and I played last year, whenever that was, from 150 yards, I'm probably deciding between 6 and 5 iron. Like,
yeah, that's, I remember that
for me. Yeah. Right now, I'm pulling 8 iron and it's going 150 yards. That is like, I can ascend to heaven with that type of distance. Pitching wedge 130, 9 iron 140. Like, that's where I want to be. But driver still, I feel like I'm getting closer. I'm doing the step drill he taught me. I'm doing the Tommy Fleetwood drill. I'm closing the door. I'm opening the door and closing the door. And I'm not cream puffing it out there right now, but I know there's more in the tank I can find.
No,
but
I mean,
your question. Yes, he's fixed my pathetic weak slice that was making me reconsider my entire life up to this point.
No, I mean, everyone knows if you're not playing good golf, it really messes with your mental
health. Keeps into your whole life. Health.
And also, like, I don't know if you relate, but sometimes, like, when you work all week and you're playing golf on the weekends, like, that's what you're looking forward to. And if you don't play well, you're just kind of like, yo, like, did I really just look forward all week to, like, shooting a 97, like, with the boys? Like, no, I wasn't. Like, should I maybe consider taking up something else? Maybe. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm trying to make playing golf like less of a, not that I'm like super like, yo, I need to break 90 all the time, because I really don't care. And I'm like, not really that good. But I think goal for this year, just hit some better iron shots, just hit some more gurs.
Take the positives with you.
Take the positives. Like, you're out laughing with the boys. That's it. At the end of the day, like, I'm not going to be good. yeah, like, I'm getting lessons right now. It's, like, not really clicking. Like, I'm whatever about it, truly. Yeah. But we'll have to play, I think, the annual trip. Like, I'm invited now with Bill.
Yeah,
the boy Bill out east. I'm down 100%. Like, we're playing if I catch the invite.
Cherry Creek, Indian Island,
Baltusrol, PV, wherever it kind of happens, I'm in. No, I actually have a Baltusrol polo, but it's a little cold in my basement. It wasn't going to be worth like the bit.
Yeah.
I'm down to talk APR. Are you?
Let's go.
Elevated event. Again, they're all the same, like same odds, every single elevated event, same field. Like, I really don't enjoy that. Like, it just kind of takes the mystique out of it. Yeah. A little bit for me, but Bombers track, good ball strikers, par five scoring, difficult conditions, like water.
No Bryce.
Bermuda, like no Bryson. Like, have you ever been to this event? Where are you on Bay Hill Club and Lodge?
Have not played it a million times on Tiger Woods. Always enjoyed it. I know it's not like for the woke architecture people, but I enjoy it. It's a big week. I hope they don't do what they did last week and make it super easy on these guys. And
live the place out.
Yeah, I mean, Biden's America, these fucking courses.
It's an election year. I mean, obviously, they're going to fucking down Honda. Like, it's an election year. Like, and it's a swing state. Like, come on.
Once we get a Republican back in office, we'll have a browned out Honda Classic, a browned out.
It'll be running like the cock, man. It'll be running like the cock.
But I actually am a little – I'm excited for this week. I'll say that. Okay. Good field. I think we need a Spieth win, to be honest with you. That's my take on this week. If Spieth wins, I think everyone will be happy and kind of chill out and be like, all right, PJ Tour's back. But if we get like a, I don't even know. I don't want
Taylor Moore.
Taylor Moore win, like
Stefan Jaeger.
Shut down. Jaeger, shut it down. It's over.
Yeah, just turn it off and turn it back off again. I bet both of them, so I'm down. But it would be funny. And it is funny about this event. It's like, yo, big dogs got to eat here. Like Bryce and Scotty. Like Kurt won this event last year. Kurt fucking Kitayama. So it is kind of tough that I don't know. You could kind of look at it like long shot won last year, can't happen again. Or it's like, yo, like if a random jabroni gets hot, he could be putting on that red jacket.
It's just a cardigan. Yep.
It's a cardigan, my bad. I think it is the only Panthers tied it.
I know.
Okay, cool. sell the team. Sell. It's a fine course. I enjoy a difficult week. 8 to 12 under, I think, is what it will be. Getting a lot of rain, so it could be a little bit softer. But, you know, I enjoy seeing these guys struggle a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Scotty or Rory? Can both pass winners here. Both kind of losers. Both under 10 to 1. Like, if you had to choose... Who would you put your money by?
Gun to head, Scotty, for sure.
Okay, yeah. No, I think Scotty's kind of taken a step back from just being unbelievable. He's still a great ball striker, but I think he's not quite at the level he was last year.
Yeah.
And Rory, I don't know. Where are you at with Rory this year? He just kind of had a bunch of, like, flashes, kind of. I don't think either of them are winning this week. Like, I really do not think either of them are going to win. I just don't quite think it's time for them. Just now, I think, again, these big guys in these elevated events, there's just less motivation. It's not, you know, the PGA Tour in 2018 where it really, like, meant something for it would win here. So I'm out on both of them. I think I prefer Rory, though.
Fair. I would prefer Scotty just because I feel like, hate to be a casual square, but if just one of these weeks, if a couple of people, it could be a wrap. But I don't disagree with you, Scott. I think the putting has actually kind of started to seep into the rest of his game.
Yeah.
Sure. But
and also,
can flip on a switch for sure.
Like, Kurt and Scotty, the last two winners of the event, like, gained a fuck ton putting here. And
yeah.
It's not quite an event where, like, you could, you know.
I mean, when Rory won here, he made everything. Molinari, yeah. He made everything. Like, yeah, you gotta.
Yeah. Sure, scan putters this week. Yeah. So I'm out of this guy. He would never win this event ever. Hovland, 16-1. He's fucked ass here. He's been great here. Should have beat Scotty. That was well before he was the man. Last year, he was like right in it and then dunked one from like 180. I don't know if you had him.
9-iron. I didn't. I remember.
9-iron.
Yeah, I remember someone at the work chat had him and was bitching and moaning about it.
Yeah. That's pretty embarrassing.
I want to say I had Spieth last year. So
that sucked. I think you would have remembered because that was a terrible beat. He like missed a bunch of four-footers.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe Cam Young. Wasn't he in it too?
Not much.
I didn't win.
It's fine.
I never do.
I think Hovland needs a little bit more time. I think Hovland, the way he was playing at the end of last summer into the Ryder Cup, it seemed like he was never going to lose again. I don't like that he fired his coach. The short game hasn't been great. He's been terrible short game here. I just think he needs a little bit more time before he starts being Big Dick Vic again.
Yeah, agreed. Something's been a little off with him, obviously, since end of the summer, though he did top 20 at Riviera, it looks like. Yeah. But did that losing strokes around the green. So
and also, like, sucks smaller field, so it's basically like a T50.
That's right. It's like Richard Blantyne for 14th on list.
I'm good on just not talking about Xander and Cantlay.
Totally on board with that.
Like, I think they're just – I'm just out on both of them. I will say Cantlay
– DeGen or no, our boy Ian looks like he's on Xander this week.
Yeah, I – you know, they both should play well here, but – I don't think either of them.
Couple T4s for the boys.
I also don't even understand why Cantlay was 20 at Jenny, but he's 18 this week. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. But I will give Cantlay a pass because he was sick on Sunday at Jenny, so it didn't really count. So it's a no-beef situation there with me with Cantlay. The guy that I think will be the most popular pick this week, 20-1. And I'm kind of in, honestly, and I've never – I bet him one time before. Like,
Cam?
No. Ludwig Aubert.
Oh, yeah. I was on him. He stinks. Bum. So, off him.
Has he won a major yet? No. Has Ludwig Aubert won a major yet?
Zero.
The answer is no. So, I'm not really sure what all these people are talking about. But at the end of the day – he should fuck here.
No,
like, just a elite off the tee, good long iron player. And shout out Mr. Lack, our friend, runner up at the Sanderson, Bermuda course, one RSM.
Comp season.
Course. Like, he kind of, he might be a Bermuda guy. There's a lot of Scandinavians that have been great on Bermuda throughout the years. Norin. Obviously. So I'm kind of in. I'm not like all the way in, but I'm heavily considering. And he played here last year. I like that. But in all seriousness, do you think Ludwig's ready to win an elevated event now at the Slapdick RSM?
Yes, I do. Okay. Again, I was on him at Ribs, so now I'm not on him. Now he's probably going to win. I was on him because he was talking about, oh, in Sweden, we played on Poa, so I love Poa. And I was like, oh, my God, perfect. But he's good on Bermuda, too. He's just good on everything. He's a really good golfer. So Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with you on Ludwig.
Who is your favorite out of Collins, Spieth, Burns, and Homa? Out of those four, who do you like the most and who do you like least?
Spieth, I would say, out of that group, trending very nicely. Fourth here, back-to-back year. Yeah. Another guy like Cantlay and Tiger who was sick at Riviera, so that week doesn't count. He was right there. So
he just got DQ'd by the liberal PGA Tour.
I mean, another great job by Biden on that one. But I would take Spieth out of that group. I was thinking about Burns, but everyone's going to be talking about the Bermuda. He's played well recently. I don't know. He's been really bad here. I went back and looked.
Yeah. Yeah. So I bet Burns is the only person I bet this week. I bet him at 26-1 on Bookmaker. He's 22 other places. Sam Burns has arguably played some of the best, most consistent golf of anybody on the PGA Tour this year. Just a fuck ton of top tens. And I think his game has stepped up this year, kind of being a guy that just randomly popped and won versus like being kind of a top 15 play every single week. He's picked up distance. The driving distance has been up. Great par five scorer. I'm not a huge stat model guy, but I just, you know, did simple ball striking, par five, 200 plus. Like, he actually rated out really well, which I think of more of him on like shorter birdie fest wedge courses. But I don't know if that's really the case with how he's been playing this year. He's won Colonial at -9. Like, he can do it in diffy seas. Doesn't make a lot of bogeys. Again, winners here have just spiked putting. I think his ball striking is good enough that if he could just putt well, he definitely been it. So I bet Burns here. He's probably my favorite, obviously, out of the bunch. And Colin would probably be my least favorite. I think Colin. I'm just out on him this week.
That was the only thing I've been right about all year. I was at Riviera watching him on Tuesday, and he had that thing around his neck. It's like a ball.
Yeah.
He must have been hitting three woods with that thing around his neck for like 90 minutes. So I was like, that can't be good for this week. So faded him, played like shit. Great job, buddy.
You know ball. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, you just know ball.
Ball knower.
Like, he did not pass the eye test, and you didn't bet him. So that, I mean, at the end of the day, like, what are you going to say? You said your guy this week.
Yeah, I got a double minor going right now. Fucking
what heck. Happened?
And they're losing now, too.
It's okay. I mean, you guys win like every game, so it's really no big deal. You said your guy is Tommy Fleetwood this week.
Yeah, I think because he's going to look sick in that red cardigan. That's it.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah,
like,
no.
He looks so fucking good in that. That's like one of the things he wears like regularly. So, Fleetwood.
I didn't factor the cardigan into the model.
Just have the picture of him slipping that thing on Sunday, and that would be that would make everybody happy. A Tommy Fleetwood.
That'd be huge for the PGA Tour.
Massive.
No, I'm not like that. Absolutely would change things. Like, I would watch Tommy Fleetwood winning over Liv.
I think Liv would fold if Fleetwood puts on the card again.
No, honestly, I think Liv would. No, this, and it's a fair take. If Tommy Fleetwood wins, oh, look, you have the biggest loser on the PGA Tour when you watch all the Liv guys. Like, it's so watered down that Tommy Fleetwood could
have. While they would like take him in a heartbeat to
that's a take. Table. Like, I will – that's a take. If Tommy Fleetwood or Cam Young wins, like, I would marinate with that, to be completely honest. Cam Young should win this event, right?
Good. Should win a lot of events. He should have, like, 15 wins by now.
Like, in a vacuum, Cam Young should fuck here.
Should. Par fives, driver, wedge. Can't putt.
Yeah, he putted great last week, dude. No, I'm not even joking.
2 weeks ago to our boy David Gordon and Steve in another chat, I was like, I think it was – fuck, where was it? But I was like, the guy can't putt. And you stat miners were like, he's actually putted really well in the third round. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, so, I watched him miss.
Well, every time I see him on the TV screen and I bet on him, he fucking misses an eight-footer. So
I'm with you. Like, he is shaky over the short ones. I don't really disagree with that. Where are you at on Zal, dude?
Masters. I'm going to bet him at the Masters. I hope he doesn't blow his load before that.
I don't. So Zhou makes perfect sense here. He should play well here. He just hasn't. He cannot putt here. But I don't know if he's fixed with the putter or whatnot. It's a good, like I'll say, it's a good number on a guy that's been playing well and is a good course fit.
Yep.
I don't know if he's ready to win quite yet. I have him penciled in for Houston.
Pre-Augusta?
Love him at Houston. Like, difficult nice. Track in Texas, ball strikers course.
Love it.
All the way in. I bet him at fucking 12-1 there. I don't care.
Wow.
I think it's just a little bit too soon for me. I don't know. I don't know about Zhou.
Let's fucking go.
And they just never, like, you guys just, like, never lose. All right, Blues tied it against the Flyers. We're scoreboard watching.
Oh, I actually forgot I bet an over.
I hope in what?
Bruins and
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, last time I checked, Bruins were up 2-0.
3-0. Oh no, I need some goals.
3 + 3 = 7.
That was not his play tonight. I went rogue.
Really? Do you usually tell Mr. Ice?
Oh yeah, the last
really.
For his last like 8 games, I think he's gone 1-7 too. So that's
good. Have you been riding?
Yeah, every single one.
Refinancing the mortgage, or like you're all
it was,
good.
It was yesterday was nice. Yesterday I like quadrupled the normal unit size, and it hit. So that was nice.
Wow, good for you. Fitz, JT, J Day. What are you thinking about that?
Yeah, I feel like I didn't write any. I mean. Oh, here's what I wrote down. I can't believe I'm going to miss out on the Cam Young win. We were just talking about him. I likely will have FOMO and bet him Wednesday night. Yeah, if this over hits, this Bruins over hits,
extra
capital, and I'll probably bet Cam Young. But for now, I'm not. And I didn't really have anybody else after Fleetwood. I could be talked into Spieth. I wrote that down too. Livboth would be in shambles if Spieth wins. And then I wrote down Burns, but his history has scared me off. So just Fleetwood up top here, and then my next guy is at 6.
I think you should bet Cam Young.
Yeah, I'll probably bet Cam Young.
Like, I want that for you.
Can't miss out.
We have a question in the chat. Kyle X Powers, have you watched Dunlap in person? I don't know why he's asking, but...
I did. I did go to the USM at Ridgewood. I did not.
Shout out Jersey.
Shout out Jersey. I did not watch him in person. That was just the Sam Bennett show that week. And
what's he been up to?
Nothing good, I don't think.
I think he plays on Corn Ferry.
He had a bunch of PGA Tour starts last year, didn't really do much with them. So yeah, he probably is.
Remember when he was like winning the Masters?
Yeah, that was sick.
That was dope. I respect. I don't know why people dislike him.
Yeah, I don't either. I was a fan of his. He was a nice dude.
What number would you not bet Jake Knapp at? Like, because I'm a kind of like, I'm out at like 10-1. Like, anything higher than 10-1 on Jake Knapp, like, it's just a happy
the Knappening. Yeah, good kudos to all you guys. It feels like you guys are always on the next big thing before he becomes the next big thing, and you finally have appeared to got one right on Knapp. So shout out Jake Knapp. I guess
do you think he's good?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think some of the stuff you're talking about, like these events are a joke and course setups stink, and it's kind of, they're all kind of putting contests now. So of course he's good. He fucking moves the ball, you know, 320 yards like effortlessly, and he can putt and he can hit, you know, he can do everything. He's really good. But do I think he's good like the way you're asking it? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I shouldn't bet him to win the Grand Slam.
I would hold off on that for now.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to say Matt Behill before I kind of lock in there. Who's your guy in the 60s that you bet? Can I guess?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it Keegan?
No. It's a fellow lanky ball striker.
Kirk?
No. Fellow
Harry Ng?
Harry.
Is he flushing it?
Flushing it. I bet him at Riv at like 250 to one or whatever he was.
Get out. He was not 250 to one.
Maybe he was like 150. I don't know what it was. It was, triple digits. Go look it
don't
up.
Don't lie on the pod.
Go ahead, look it up.
What did he finish?
I kept it to myself up until Sunday morning when I was like, I got to tell somebody I bet Harris English. I think he tied for seventh. Hideki just fucked that day.
That's a big lap.
Total big lap. I'm again, process. Saw Harris English low on the board. Bet it. That's the process. And it almost came through. But 60 to 1, unbelievable history at Bay Hill. Harris English, believe it or not. Second here last year.
Make a bogey all weekend.
That's wild, and he didn't win. Couple other top 10s here, top 25s. Does like everything you're saying you're supposed to do here. He does it. Strikes the hell out of it. Looked great at Riv. Followed him basically all of Saturday. So love Harry at 61. Looking like his Ryder Cup pre-injury self, which kind of got started here last year when he started to round back into form. So vibes will be off the charts, immaculate. Love Harry.
I like it. Can I interest you on a little Stefan Jaeger like flop leg?
What leg?
Flop leg, like he disappointed everyone last week, like he's gonna fuck this week.
Oh, okay. I'm not a Jaeger guy. I never will be, never have been. So I'm
out. You're out. Yeah, I like Jaegs this week. I like Jaegs in difficult scoring conditions. Hit the ball great last week. Just couldn't putt. Like, he could putt. He's a Bermuda guy, maybe. I'm not really sure. 100 to 1. He could mix. And he would be a shitty winner. So, in on that. Also, like, Nikolai Højgaard. I think there's a good spot for him. He's 90 to 1 on some books. I've decided. I think I'm going to bet Ludd. Burns, skip the 30s, not betting Zal or Cam, and then just betting a couple losers 100 to 1 plus, like kind of getting both sides of the coin, like losers that can't win but do win, guys and at the bottom of the board. So that's my current plan. That's what I feel right now. So I think I'm gonna bet Højgaard and Jaegs.
Okay,
you like any longer shots down here?
Yeah, Dick Fowler, this was who
Dick Fowler.
You know what? I actually thought about it and then just remembered he's Dick Fowler. So no, out on him. This was a guy I was mentioning before who I think right now at Augusta, you can find a 90 to 1. God forbid he shows any pulse over the next few weeks. I think that would get like cut in half. It actually is. One of the books has it in half, 45 to 1. Because of his history there, that's Justin Rose, who's 150 to 1 this week. He played well at Pebble. He always plays well at Pebble. Made the cut at Honda, finished almost dead last, but hit his irons well on Sunday.
Boom.
150 to 1. I think he was like going to win this tournament a few years ago and withdrew like mid-round. I forget which year that was.
Yeah, I think that was the Bryson year. I don't think he was going to win, but he definitely did.
Yeah, that might have been the Bryson year. Unbelievable history here, kind of like Lowry at Honda, like has been knocking on the door here, but has not won. But yeah, I think 90 to 1 right now, if you're with me that you think he'll play well this week, I would imagine that's the last 90 to 1 you'll see for him to
do
win.
Do you know what the parlay odds on API and Masters are?
No, I didn't toggle. I didn't toggle with that yet. I probably should.
Okay. Yeah, that could be good. That could be a good
10-cent bet for.
Yeah. Like that guy that tweeted us like a 10 cent bet. Like, dude, get the fuck. It was like legit like 5,000. It's like, dude, 10 cents? What are you doing? But shout out that guy that bet $25 on David Skins last week. Yeah, I mean, hard to say, just take the cash out. But I was DMing with him because he like tagged me in it. Like he thought of me, like, what would Brian do? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, he was like asking me what he should do. I'm like, well, do you need like $2,000? He's like, no, but I need $25,000. I was like, that's fair. I mean, that's like, I could use $25,000.
Yeah, well.
Like $2,000, like whatever. I mean, you know, take it or leave it. So I'm curious as to what he did, because $1,800 after an 1,800, 1,000 to 1 shot, like, is in the final group, like that's kind of one you might.
That's a tough one. I'm a normally a let it ride guy. I would have a tough time not cashing that one out.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you because he genuinely had no chance to win. Right. So that's kind of tough. And I'm like, yeah, I like Taylor Moore too. 250-1 Taylor Moore.
Yeah,
really good with his irons recently. Red State, won in Florida. Like,
talk about vibes.
Like you play Taylor Moore in Red States.
Fuck yeah, I love that.
And like same odds as fucking Andrew Putnam. Get the fuck out of here. Taylor Moore is an elite winner, and he would be on par with the winners we've seen this year. So yeah, I'm any other longer shots you kind of like?
No, I didn't really get too deep. That I don't, you know, I think this should be a week where one of the elites
like Cam Young. Someone said Novak. Me and Novi are
both. Andy Noves
follows me on Twitter.
We just live in these guys' brains.
Like the Posty thing and like the Novak thing. Yeah. It's like Posty can actually go fuck himself. Like I'm done with him. But like Novak, like
don't you have a Masters Posty
340? Yeah. Posting 340 Masters? Yeah, I bet that, dude. It's like 150 now. It's probably 340 back again. But yeah, no. Well, he said his name. He was like, yeah, my name keeps popping up on the For You page or whatever. I'm like, all right. Like, whatever. And like now, because like he almost won this morning. Like I was like, I have no one in it. I'm just going to go to work. I don't turn on my phone in the morning. And I'm like, I'm not going to look. Yeah, I don't turn on my phone when I wake up. It kills your like.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's the first thing I do. That's probably what my brain's melting.
Yeah, I mean, I still have a horrible attention span, but it just helps.
I love it. I want
to. And then I literally drive to work and I get there and he's birdied three in a row. I'm like, should I hedge? Like, like do I cash out? Immediately misses 7-footer for birdie and makes a bogey. I'm like, okay, I'm back to my life. And I wanted to tweet something, but I'm like, he's gonna see it.
Yeah, he's like,
but he's not playing this week.
Now he's got.
He's not playing in Puerto Rico, but
your note he's on.
I just want to run through Puerto Rico quick. It's actually a good field. I like Nate Lashley. I like Chan Kim. I like Cam Champ. Like bombers track, a bunch of birdies. Maybe not Nate Lashley, but Chan Kim. And Cam Champ, I'm in on.
What's that phrase you used before? Flog something?
Flop lag.
That's what I think about Brandon Wu in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I saw like people loved him the last week. They loved him. Obviously loved him at Mexico because he's been good there.
Yeah.
And what was he like 8 over on Thursday or something?
Yeah, Brandon Wu's 33.
Yeah, so I kind of like that. Like, okay, everyone's off of him now. Weakfield,
Puerto Parker Rico. Cootie,
big Cootie guy.
50-1.
Damn, what did he finish at?
I think top 23, respectable.
Yeah, I saw his name up there. It was quite upsetting after being on him in Mexico.
SH Kim on the card, 50-1. SH Kim,
possibly dead to me. SH Kim,
why?
I think I bet him at Mexico, missed the cut, and then I saw him like almost tied for the lead Friday. It looks like he finished dead last.
He was first round leader and then finished dead last.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I'm not even mad. I'm
impressed.
What
about Toasty? What about our boy Toasty?
I guess. Has he been fucking?
Doesn't move me, as they say.
Like, I don't know. Has he been?
Could be a team Rupp week. I don't know.
He's short, dude. He's like
fucking. Yeah, I know. Maybe they
He's 28-1.
Yeah.
And he was like boozing. He was like at Honda Monday. Like,
yeah, I saw that. Was he boys with
Echo? Yeah, I think they were both like Corn Ferry dudes.
Yeah.
Lock of the week. This is not a joke.
Okay.
Jimmy Stagner, 70-1. Ride it with me. Like, I'll bet it for you. Jimmy Stags, he's elite. I mean, this is a Corn Ferry guy, like T11 and Amex.
He's been doing it a long time. I feel like I've seen his name.
I don't know. I heard about him like 3 weeks ago. So I don't really personally know, but he's an elite driver, and he's been playing well. 70-1, it's a good number. Next guy, Rafael Campos. He's Puerto Rican, I think. Always plays in these resort style courses. Good on Paspalum. He's kind of a bomber. He popped at Mexico. Not a great number, 66, but my numbers like him. And then I bet Nico Evicachara here, 70-1.
Echeverria.
Echeverria. He won this event last year. I had Carson Young. He ruined my life.
Oh.
But he's like in good form. Like he's actually playing way better than he was last year. And he's 70-1. That's like crazy. It's just a pure numbers play.
It's a misprice.
For you, yeah. 24th at Mexico, 21st at the COG.
You're gonna get one over on the book. Love it.
Just not sure what's up with that. No one else, really. That's I'm kind of good on it. And then Live Bangkok. It's not Live Bangkok. I thought it was Live Bangkok.
My brain all day. I'm like, what?
It's too early in the week for me to think about
Live. Live Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Live Hong Kong. Like, it's a shorter course. It just, I need a little bit more time on that. But I do, Rangers are in intermission, so we're not missing anything. You'll be back.
This is perfect. Going to be back in the third.
But I do want to talk some hockey.
Okay.
You're a Ranger fan. I hate the Rangers. You hate the Islanders. Islanders suck. Rangers are the best team in the NHL. You're not a newbie. You're not a first time Ranger fan. They do this a lot. What are your expectations for the Rangers this postseason? What would you be happy with this postseason?
Oh, the Stanley Cup.
Like is it cup or bust?
It's a cup or bust every year. And then to answer the other question, what do you expect? I expect like immense pain, like in the worst way possible. Probably like I think we'll end up playing the team they're playing right now, Florida, in the conference finals and take them to 6-7 and probably lose in Florida, which will just really piss me off because it's fucking Florida hockey. So. You know, an iconic brand, an original six team in the Eastern Conference Finals losing to the fucking Florida Panthers will break my heart. The piece, yeah. And that'll be the other thing. It's the piece, too. I love the piece.
So if the Rangers make it to the Stanley Cup and lose or make it to the conference final and lose, would you say, like, it was a disappointing season? Or would you be like, you know, they had a really good regular season. Like
I wouldn't, I guess I wouldn't say disappointing because from what I recall, I remember a lot of people down on them heading into the year, you know, oh, they're going to sign Patrick Kane again. They're going to take the big swing at the trade deadline. It looks like they're not going to do what they usually do. They're going to just get some role players. I'm hoping for. And there doesn't really seem to be a Patrick Kane of this deadline. So kind of like what the Knicks did at the deadline, you know, get guys that are going to help you hopefully win in the playoffs. So, I guess to answer your question, Stanley Cup loss, I would say no. Great year, kind of overachieved.
But if they don't win the East, you would be disappointed.
Yeah, I'd be pretty disappointed.
Who would you least want to other
two?
No, in the first round, who would you like least amount want? I guess which team would you not want to go out to most in the playoffs?
Not play?
No, like not want to lose to.
Oh, well, Devils, but the Devils aren't going to make it, so that's good.
What about Isles?
And then
I don't think it would
work. Yeah, Isles got some fucking work to do if they want to make
the playoffs. I don't know, dude.
I know. It's a three-game winning streak at the end of the day. Three-game winning streak gets you back in the thick of it.
But the Flyers have a really tough schedule coming up.
Flyers have a really tough schedule.
And the Isles have a pretty easy schedule.
Interesting. Easy schedule in a professional sport, yeah.
So things are kind of turning for my Isles.
Oh, yeah. So, yes. to play if the Islanders come in on a hot run and Patrick Waugh is the toast of the town, yeah, I would not want any part of playing them or losing to them. That would be crushing.
Other than the Islanders, which team would you want to lose to least?
The Flyers.
Okay. You just flip scumbags?
Yeah, Philly scumbags. I've always hated them. And then Boston. I went to school up in Rhode Island.
And, so you hate Jersey because you're from Jersey, and you hate Boston because you went to Rhode Island.
And they won. The Bruins won the Cup my sophomore year. So that was just
fun. And everyone was just like taking it out.
And people who I hung out with that never watched a second of the regular season.
That didn't know puck.
Didn't know puck were suddenly like, oh, my God. Canadians, the greatest rivalry in all of hockey. You know, every game they're like locked in like it's their last breath after. I remember watching like a Bruins Rangers game with them, and they like weren't even paying attention to the game. They couldn't give two shits. And
they weren't like focused on forechecking and ready to face off. Or like their power play structure.
Yeah. It was a joke.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox won in 2012. It was a brutal. Although the Giants did win when I was in school, which was nice, against the Patriots.
No big deal. What are the expectations for the G-Men this year? Are they gonna draft? I don't know how locked in are you. Are they gonna draft JJ?
I don't know.
Like
I hope they just completely pivot and trade out of it and acquire some more picks. That's always a winning formula. That makes everybody happy. Trading back, getting more picks, more players.
So you're not in on them like drafting a quarterback or something.
No, I mean I've been a Jones guy, and I feel like I gotta just kind of die with that ship. So I still do believe if they, you know, get the right pieces around him and kind of continue to rebuild the old line like they've been doing for the last his entire career. Look, we just saw them make the playoffs and beat the Minnesota Vikings. So I know this year was terrible and everyone's, you know, sky's falling again. But I still think they could be a playoff team with him playing quarterback.
I don't disagree. I think it's just a perfect situation.
I'm not really high on any of these guys either. I don't know what. Everyone's like, oh my God, this class is amazing. I don't really see it with any of them.
They're like, Spiral is not good for you. Bumps. They're all bumps. Well, I like Pendix.
I mean, what is he like?
40 Taylor Pendrix.
He's like 40 years old. He's cooked.
True, that is true. But I just say I don't know much about like the Giants and stuff. But I do know about the Giants. I shouldn't say that. But like they love drafting white quarterbacks, and they have a white quarterback to draft. So like that's kind of where just like this is kind of your opportunity. Like you have a white quarterback that like is kind of in the range. Like, do you draft him or not?
Yeah. ACC kid. I said this the other night to someone, Caleb is the only guy I would like, all right, let's take the chance. See if he's the next Mahomes, but history, like you just said, history would indicate that the Giants want no fucking part of Caleb Williams.
He's going to be the first pick, right?
Yeah. I'm saying, but you know, trading up to the Bears are trying to pick. So,
I don't know what the Giants need. I'll ask my dad. They probably need an O-line like everyone does.
O-line, they need another edge rusher, some depth there.
Yanks?
Marvin Harris.
Are you in on Juan?
I'm ready to give them my money again. I did not give them a cent last year, the Yankees. And then they got Soto, and I'm ready. I'm April, warm day in April. I'm going. Pulling the trigger and going. Yeah,
I'm down to rip a Yanks game sometime, even though it's just a terrible stadium and not an enjoyable experience.
I don't agree.
Have you ever been to Citi Field?
Love Citi Field.
It's so much better than Yankee Stadium.
That's totally true and fine, but like Yankee Stadium is not a bad stadium.
It like takes like 40 minutes to get in.
Oh, well, it took me 4 hours to get to Citi Field once. So it's just a matter
of coming from Jersey.
Yeah, well, you're going to the Bronx from Long Island.
The Bronx. No, I do like the bars. I like the bars outside Yankee Stadium.
Oh, it's the best. Citi Field doesn't have anything like I think they're going to eventually. But it's gonna be like new construction, like outside of Yankee Stadium has like a soul and like it's been there for a long time. And
Like, I remember my dad, like, taking me to games, or, like, go to McDonald's, and people would be drumming. Like, that's like, a core memory for me. Like, yeah, my dad taking me to Yankee games in the parking garage, McDonald's, drummer on the cans.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was miss those days.
I think the Yankee Stadium experience, including before the game, that all together, it's an awesome experience. Not taking anything away from Citi Field, but you're talking about it like it's MetLife, which is a joke. Yeah, it's an honor.
Shout out the World Cup. Are you excited for the World Cup to be coming to your home state?
I'm trying to. It's going to be impossible to convince my wife for us to Airbnb our home, but like, I don't
know. Dude, yeah. How far is it?
From MetLife?
Yeah.
30 minutes.
Do it. I could talk to her if you need.
I'm gonna have you call her. I mean, I brought it up. I was like, so this big soccer tournament's coming here, like the whole world's gonna be
the World Cup.
We could probably like pay off our mortgage with this payment. She was like, no, I don't want any strangers in our house. I'm just like,
what? Yeah. Well, I actually don't know how it would work, because I don't think you could put your place up on Airbnb for like a week.
Yeah.
It might just be kind of like an off-market thing.
Yeah.
Like, you just DM Lionel Messi on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's, and you're just like, yo, like, have a spot for you.
Just
like,
have my house. Yeah.
Let me know. That could work. Powers, I appreciate you coming on. Everyone subscribe to Golf Digest. Get the mag. I'm a subscriber. I enjoy it. I save them for when I fly. Love reading on the airplanes. You know I've bought in Golf Digest when I'm in airports. Like, I support physical media. And I support, you know, the web media too.
Golf Digest like, Plus. Golf Digest Plus, shout out.
Yeah. So, but I appreciate your time tonight. Go Rags. I'm going to be watching. And Cam Young.
Cam Young, let's fucking go.
I will see everyone next week, players. Where's my mouse? Okay. All right. Good night.